Mishameh Shviyas Daf Yud Tes, the new parak, the third parak. The Mishnah discussing the halakas of fertilizing a field on Shviyas, of course, it's Aser, the Chazal Aser it. It's the same, they didn't, actually did the rice of plowing, but we're talking about not where you're actually going to fertilize, you're just going to put the pile of fertilizer on the field to store it. And the question is, it looks like maybe you're doing it for the benefit of the field, on Shviyas would be Aser, but it's Maris Ayin, we Aser it. So the question the Mishnah wants to know is, until when will we Aser it? Is there the entire year is Aser? Is there a particular time of the year where that would be permitted? This is the Shaila in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says as follows. Mishnah says, May Masai Motzian Zbolim Lashbosos. When is a person allowed to bring out the fertilizer from the person's courtyard and to put it into piles that he's going to put on the field? So Pnei Moshe explains, Derech Oivde Adama Lotzi Ezvol, the people who work the fields, what they take out the zebul, the removal, the waste from their homes, and they put it into one pile in place in the field and make a big pile out of it. And afterwards, it spreads throughout, either through the winds or it's spread out manually. It spread out throughout the entire field in order to fertilize the field. So the question is, when is a person allowed to put that pile in his field and that would not be considered as if he's being fertilized in the field, which is a deraisa. The malach itself is a deraisa. The rabbanan asked it even to put a pile there. It looks like you're going to be doing it. So the question is there any time during the year that a person can, the shvius here, a person can do it? So the Mishnah says, yes, Mishnah yivsek of the avoda. When the people, different girsas, of the avoda, those who are who work the fields, the laborers who work the fields on the year of shvius, when they stop putting down their fertilizer, which means the season is basically over, at that point afterwards, you can go ahead and put your pile on it. And we have a lashon of the avoda, do the avoda. The Mefarshim, the Marfulda, the Pemosha, seem to get over Avera. Those Jewish workers, laborers who work the fields, and over in Isser by doing it, when they stop putting in the fertilizer, the season is over. As the best time for fertilizing is over, so then that's when you can go and do it, because now it doesn't look like you're doing it. It doesn't look like you're putting it for the purpose of fertilizing your field, and therefore there's no din marasayin. But Mari Fulda brings down the girsa, so some girs over the avoda, like we have, those who do the avoda, not referring to ovi avera, and he says that's the correct girsa, even though there are others who learn, Pnei Moshe surely learns the girsa of ovi avera, others learn, as we know, Rashi Bishlo also learns of the avoda, does not refer to it as Jewish workers, because it would be hard to understand. The Mishnah is telling you halacha based upon that the people doing something that's an avera, that they would be included. Why Mishnah would use such a lashon is a little bit hard to understand. So then that's the sheet of Rav Meir. Mishnah continues to read the Aimer. Rita says, no, it's mutter to do so until later time. When the ground, the sweet ground, dries up, that's when you're allowed to put it. Says the Marfulda, Shiyavish Hazevel Nosi Mitikla Peros. It's called Matug, sweetness, because the ground, when the zevel, the fertilizer goes in, it makes the ground sweet for the fruit to be able to grow fruit. Without fertilizer, nothing's going to take root. Nothing's going to grow. So it's a lashon that's called the lashon Matug, that to be able to. To be able to explain the lashon also, that it's referred to like a field where you the sweet ground, it becomes moist and sweet, and therefore when that it dries up, and now the fertilizer is not going to help anymore. It's too the land's too the earth too dry, so now it's not fertilizer is not going to do anything at this point until later or until it softens up, and therefore that's when you'll have to go ahead and put it down on the ground. The ICRM says a little bit different lashon mishiyikasher when the when it becomes knotty, when the field becomes kosher, becomes knotty, the ground becomes the yatuk, says the Marfulda, Shemaskal is yavish misava, v'nasuk sharam, the ground becomes like knotty from the thickness, from the dryness of it, the moisture is no longer there, the season is over, and memela, therefore, it's not right, then it's the zevel doesn't do anything. Now you're going to put the zevel, the fertilizer down, it's not going to accomplish anything, because the fertilizer can't do anything when the ground is so knotty and hard, and therefore, and dried, that's when you'll be allowed to put it, because no one's going to assume that you're doing anything to better the field, to do anything for the seventh year, which would be usher to do on the year of Shviyas. The difference of the Zman between Rameya, the Mosin explained, is really the same, is it the same Zman? Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi to say it's a little bit later period of time. It's not just when the work has stopped, but even later when the ground gets harder, it still can be a little soft even in a later period. And someone will learn it's actually all pretty much the same as man, just that explaining what Ramei Yoshita is. The Mishnah says, that's halacha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah, next question the Mishnah wants to understand is that at Kama Mezablin. When we say you're allowed to go ahead and do so, it's dried up, now you're allowed to go put it, how many piles can you put on it that will not be marasayin, that you're doing it to work your field? How many piles can you put on it in order to be able to be considered, to be able to, it shouldn't be fertilizing your field? At Kama Mezablin, how many is Mezablin? And when it says that you be considered that you're allowed to do it, so when I say Mishnah Ashlosh Shlosh Aspasul Beisah, you can create up to 3 different piles of dunghills, a pile per Beisah. Shall Eser Esem Ashpelos, each dunghill should be an amount of 10 containers of fertilizer. Shall Lesech Lesech, and each container should have a share of Lesech, which we see the Gemara explain. Shiv Lesech is a small half a kor, 15 saw. The Lashon Pirush Mishnayah says, and therefore it would be then until that's the amount. Lesech, and each container should have no more than a lesech. Mosif nala mashpelos. A person wants to add to the containers how much you're putting on it. That you can do even more based on hashpelos. You can't add more piles per beisah, that you can't do. If there are more piles on that, then it looks like you have more piles in the field. Even if it's in a season after this month, people don't do it anymore. It would look like you're clearly preparing the field for fertilizing, and that would be considered a marasayin. A derabbanan would ask you to do that. So that you can't be mosifin. So you can even go add to that. You even do more of the beisah. Even allowed to go ahead as long as the fertilizer is piled up in piles. It doesn't look like you're doing anything. Even if you're putting more piles, the number of dunghills you're putting on in a beisah, it's still not going to change the fact that this is not the way it's done. And it's not going to look that you're doing anything more. Says the Maful, says the Pnei Moshe, Kivan Shiyesh Har Bei Bechalash. But there's so much in each pile. The Mexican Mevazah, it doesn't look like you're fertilizing your field because it's too much. It's too piled up, too high. And after you pass like Rav Shimon, therefore, in this case, it would be permitted to go to do that. So again, the question the Mishnah is discussing is that when we say that you're allowed to do it, the season is now over, you're allowed to do it. Even there, there's limitations how much you'd be able to pile on to be able to go ahead and be allowed to do that. So like the Mishnah says, when are you allowed to go bring it out to the field? Of the avota, before the workers come into the field. Whereas before the lady was coming to the field to finish their field, to work, that's when it's aser. We said you can't go ahead and bring it out before the work is finished doing it in the field. So what about if you're going to go ahead and carry out the things from your house and put it on the opening of your chatzer? So what's the shayla? Is that mutter or not? What's the shayla? Because when we say in the field, you can't do, because that's mamash marasayin, like you may think you're going to go ahead and do your field. But you're not doing that because you're doing it on the Pesach of your chatzer. So maybe there would not be considered a problem. That would be considered okay. Or do we say no? Even that would be considered aser. Says the mafulda, dafkal sadu, maybe only look up the sadu. That looks like a Mexican sadu. A Pesach chatzera would be mutter. It's not a problem. Or do we say even that? Once we say it's aser to do, it's even aser to put into the chatzer, the Pesach of your chatzer. The Gemara says we have a maizah. Still in the Shalva, still may ask the Shayla of Chibaba. Also, if Chia says, this case you can't do it. Another maizah of Chinah said he asked him, and he said, you can move. It is allowed to do. You're allowed to do that. So one guy's Gemara says, you can't do it. Another person said, you can't do it. So how do we mayashiv? So the Gemara says, do the Nisav Masa. People were saying, do the Nisav Masa. Rav Chiya took Maaser from Silni, and therefore, if he was going to go ahead and make people think that he allowed to go do that, he wanted to allow him to do it because he benefited from him. So therefore, it looks like Rav Chiya was a Kohen, and he was the guy who gave the Kohen, Kohen was allowed to go ahead and accept Maaser, and therefore he said the Maaser they got from Silni in the past, he wanted to continue getting seeds, so he wanted to go ahead and say, therefore, you're allowed to do that. So he was telling him originally, you can do that in order to be able to go ahead and benefit from it. So the Gemara says that was the Lashon Hara that was said about him. So if he had tossed him for himself, he's allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz, the lowliness of Maaser, in order to be in a position, we would say he's taking Maaser from Silmi, and therefore he did this for that reason. In other words, you know, to say it was a rumor that was going around that the reason why Paskin is to be Megil to him, because he was a Kohen, and he was getting, therefore, Maaser from Silmi, and if the reason why he said it's okay, so that you can go get Maisa from him, you paskin in his favor. So it was a very bad, terrible thing that Rukhiya was saying. So Rukhiya therefore said, leave Eretz Yisrael. He'll go temporarily leave Chutz Laretz, leave Eretz Yisrael, go to Chutz Laretz. And therefore you can't say anything more about him because he's not here to get the Miser. If he's not here to get the Miser, then Mamela, and this is one of the reasons why you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, in order to save a reputation that they shouldn't say that he took from it. Obviously the kasha is, so why don't take some Miser from him anymore? Tell him he can accept it. So therefore the Mefarshim explain that you wouldn't be able to do because that's bizarre and a hectic. A person offers you Miser and you say you're not going to take it, it's not nice. It's like you're rejecting Miser. It's not nice. It's Mavaza Miser that you can't do. So therefore, that's one way the Gemara says that Miser was, and that the case was over here, why he was able to do it. So the Gemara, Me'at, now we said over here, Malcolm of Meir Sayin, even if they finished their Avodah, still Aser, Yash, should be considered Aser all the time, and they are Sayin. Anytime he should be considered Aser. Actually, Amrim, Lesok, Sodi, Beza, Shalom, Shalom, Motzi. He's taking the fertilizer to his irrigated fields. He's going to work, he's working the fields. There's a lot of work to fields even during Shvius. In other words, once we say it's Meir Sayin, that you can't do it because we may consider that people think that you're going and doing the field, then by Sabbat, then any field, even if it's a field that's already water irrigated and doesn't have to do anything to it, they shouldn't say that he's taking out to his fields based on Shlok, and he's taking out to his fields on fields that all year, irrigated fields, and he's working those fields during the year of Shvius. So why don't we say Meir Sayin applies even over here? That should be considered Aser. So after Posko of the Avodah Sadeh Baal, it should be still considered Aser. Let's be chush that it's Meir Sayin. It should be Aser. So Mar says, what are we afraid of? Yodin ben Eiro. People in the city know Yeshlo Baishal and Lo. People know whether he has an irrigated field or not. Therefore, if he has an irrigated field, they know that he doesn't own an irrigated field. They know it's clearly not an irrigated field. And therefore, there's no problem. But not kosher. They know about it. There's no din Mar Sayin. Because they know he's not doing anything wrong. He's not doing anything wrong. So the Gemara, Rav Yosi, Adam, Lo Chashal Avri, and Shavin, and Mar Sayin. We're not afraid, we're not concerned about a person, people going by from other places and looking at him and seeing his field. Maybe they don't know about his guy and they'll think that maybe he's over, he's doing something wrong. It should be Meir Sayin. We're not afraid of it. They're not weren't concerned that far. Strangers will come from a different city and come to the city and say, oh, he's working in Meir Sayin. That he's doing something wrong, it'll be considered Meir Sayin. They're not afraid of that. They're lochashul, it says Marafel, Afshein lo Yodushin lo Beis HaShlachin. Even though they don't know, lochashul ben Iro. The only Meir Sayin, the only Chachamah were worried about people in his own city that would have a suspicion. But if people from a different city, they're not kosher. We don't go that far. We don't go that far. That should be a din of Meir Sayin. That much we're not afraid of. So the Gemara says, therefore, we look at me and he'd be allowed to do it. So Moisa Shnei Prokim. That we said before, Al-Khal said that there were two different dinim. Rabbanan said that the two times that it's Aser. Rabbanan made that there two different times there Al-Khal said it would be Aser because of Shvias. From Pesach to Rosh Hashanah, from Shavuot to Rosh Hashanah, each time we're afraid maybe it's a din of Shvias. Mashi Mutal Asub Seder Zeh. Is a mutter to go ahead and make these piles in this Seder, in the time when it's the time that Chazal said, that we said it two different times of the year, when we said you're making these big piles of fertilizer, which you said we were allowed to do. Maybe in these two times of the year, we were choshesh, that maybe a person would do, that'd be us. Maybe an achramit should be considered usher. Do we say not considered usher? What's the halacha in this particular time? Do we say it is usher or it's not considered usher? So it's like Marfulda, losi ashba sada azeda shlosh ashba shlosh ashba shlosh. We allowed to go do that even this far, in these two times of the year, where we're choshesh, that people are going to make you work in their fields. Let's see, learn from the Brisa. The Brisa says, a person could go sell fertilizer to Yidden for working their fields in Shvias, even working them and taking out the field until Rosh Hashanah, the seventh year. To a guy in Akus, even the seventh year, you can do it because Shvias, they had no issue on them to work the fields. As long as you don't go ahead and unloading the containers of fertilizer on the field, that far you can't do. That much we don't allow you to do. That far we don't allow you to do. They'll go ahead and sell them that you can do. We're not afraid of anything. But to be pyrek, to go ahead and to do lifrok, so Yosef says to Mafulda, Ashpen, Ashpos, Lasada, to actually empty out the field, the zevel from the mashpelos, the piles, and spread it out on the fields, that on Shvias here, that much we won't let you do. To sell them, they will allow you to go ahead and sell it to them. But to do this, that we won't allow you. So what do we see from here? The only thing you can actually go ahead and unload the containers on the field. But as far as taking out the fertilizer to the field, you're allowed to do that. You just can't go ahead and unload the containers because that looks like your mama's spreading it out. But to put it on the field, you can do that. So mashma the what? Ah, yeah, you ought to take it out in the field. Vaisteis was saying, must be that it's mutter. Radisha mutter. Vais tells us therefore it's mutter to take it out. Ain't tamashu aser. You want to say that it's aser? Yosem loitzi. Then it would be considered should be aser be aser. And you know that the Mishnah doesn't say that it's aser to be motzei. It's only said that it's aser to go in and to unpack it, to unpack the piles, to unload the piles. But to take it out of the field, you're allowed to do so. You see over here, the chayra, that marasayin, in this aspect, would not be considered also. This, in this case, to do this, would be considered mutter. Says the marafulda to explain that this far we see, you're allowed to do. Mater shtayim shu aser. That would be considered aser. Be mutter. Dafke shalosh hashpaos aser. But if you be other than that, less than that, you'd be allowed to do. So you leave with that, masota, you're allowed to go and put on the field. That would be allowed to go ahead and do that, would be allowed to go ahead and do that on the field, would not be asking you to do that. This would never be the Shaila. Here we see from the Gemara, let's bring a raya from here, that we see in economy, this would be considered mutter to do. Zaktigmah, Meshiva, Mamata, Rabbi said, Shita would be, you got to go ahead and do that until the ground, the sweet ground dries up. Until then, that's when you can't do it anymore. Moshe Bakua, Gemara explains, when we say that the field dries up, the cracks in the ground. That's when the moisture is no longer there. Now it goes into dry cracking. That's when it's aser. Amra mana upakua de bikasa. The cracks we're talking about, the cracks of the valley, they become filled with water. That you can't do. That takes longer to dry. If you're just talking about a case where the cracks appear even in your field, then you'll have to go and do that even in the fields itself. In other words, that we talk about the earth drying up, that means even in any place, when you see the valleys, where normally the ground is soft and moist, and now it's cracking, it started cracking because it's so dry, then I look, is it wherever you go ahead and put it, any place you put it there, you can put it, it's not a problem anymore because everyone's going to know that the fertilizer won't do anything now because even in the area which is the most the most moist and the valley is still over there, it's already cracking, and then so dried up, then surely it's not going to work any place else, and therefore, look, it's going to be considered musr to do, there would be no iser to do it there, that's what Yehuda means. In that case, no one's going to do marasayin, no one's going to be choshesh that you're doing anything you shouldn't do. Mishnah is Mishnah Kasher. Yossi says, not when it dries up, but when the ground becomes knotty. What's a nafkamina? So the ground becomes, many different knots go, it becomes very, very bumpy, the texture becomes bumpy with knots, that's when it's aser to go do so. That's an halacha, there's an extra level of dryness, at the next level of dryness. As long as the top layer is not immediate, which immediately the whole thing becomes dry, and anything you put on the fertilizer, nothing's going to happen. It's going to be mutter kon raviosi, because now there's nothing else we have to worry about. That once there's a knot on the surface of the ground, the rest of it's all dried up, and therefore raviosi would say, in such a case, you could put anything down. It's not going to be a problem. There's no din of any moisture, and therefore you got to put the zevel down, it's not going to be a problem. So the Gemara Tanya Allah, we learned the Braisa on that. Kroiv Nivran Yoshavin. Rav Yehuda and Yossi really are saying the same thing. In other words, they're really the same. Yehuda says that's to be the ground is cracks. Yossi says they'd be knotted. It's really just almost the same thing. The knots begin when the ground cracks. So Yossi is saying that according to the knots on the top of the level, but it's really the same thing as the Muttik, as Rav Yehuda says, sweet ground becoming dry, it's really the same halacha, it's really the same din, it's not any difference, it's really the same, it's the same halacha. Both of them are really saying the same din, and therefore it's no real machlokes between two of them, really saying the same, both have the same criteria, the same halacha. So the Gemara says, if you go ahead, you're allowed to do that, you're allowed to add, you're allowed to pile up different piles. How many piles can you do? The Gemara gives a limit how many you could do. You can't do more, but Beisar, Shimon, you can add an amount of dungils in these Beisar, but you can't add to the dungil itself. You can't add to the Ashbe itself. So the Gemara wants to, what's the Machlokes? That we said that luck would be, if it only becomes, if you go ahead and you decrease the amount of Mashpelos, of pilefuls, per each dungil, then luck as you go ahead, you could go ahead and you could put in more, because we're not afraid you can distribute. We're not afraid you're going to make more of them. The look is you let it go by decreasing the amount that you put in per dungil. It shows that you're storing it for storage. You're not doing it for now. And in such a case, we allow you to do that on a field, on any field that's already considered a field that is not used for people already stopped working the field. Then you're allowed to do that. So the Gemara, how are you telling me that's a luck of the Chachamim? It's not a Kama. Gemara says hashalosh mutter. Tanakhama says if you do three is mutter. Two is asa, but three is mutter. So three is mutter is mashva. And even if there's less than 10, why do you need to have 10? Even less than 10, as long as you have three, it should be considered good enough. So we also, what's the Gemara saying? So we also ask, if we reduces the amount of containers that you have in each dung in each pile from 10 in the Mishnah, hashalosh asa, then mashva three is asa. The Tanakhama is saying that you let it go and add to it, fakir, if you add to anything more, it's already considered asa, it's already more than two, it's 33. So what's Rav Yirmiyahu saying? What's the Machlokes were telling you, they're only talking about these two, not three. We also say, fakir, it's mashva, if you're pasek, mashpelos, it's considered good. If you make even law, then it's going to be three. Hashalosh asa, three is asa already, the Tanakhama says. So what are we telling you that it should be considered good? Vadis, we don't have a second shita. Everyone's going to agree that this amount will be no good. Hashtai Maser says the Hashtai Maser, Tivit Jain kind of base Machpelo, Machpelos, you're missing the amount of Machpelos. If it be less, if it's less than that, then in Chrami you can't be added on more. So of course three is no good. So what's the Kiddush of the Tanakhama? So what's the Machloikas in the Mishnah? What's the Tanakhama's Kiddush? El Kinan Kamina, what are we talking about in the case of the Mishnah where Tanakhama says you can't add on? That's Vyosim and Kashir. A person makes each dungel the amount exactly what the Mishnah tells you, 10 per shear. The Mishnah is telling you that you can't add per, then you can't add more. If you make exactly the amount that the Mishnah says to you per saw, then the Mishnah is telling you these you command, but you can't add any more per saw, that you can't do. That's the case of the Mishnah you can't do. However, we got time. We looked at the Mishnah. A Bryce didn't improve the right of the Mishnah. A Bryce didn't improve like the Mishnah. You can't add on to the number of containers on each pile. You can't do that. Neither two nor three. Below a mash passage, you can't add to the number of dungles per each base saw. There are many. You can't add more. Exactly what the Mishnah said. That the amount of mayor said, you can't add any more. It's not going to be good. There's a shita of mayor. And Chachamim say, no. Come and say, Moshim na mashpa. Come this way, you can add to the amount of containers. You can't add the amount of dungles to each saw, but you can add on to the you can add on to the amount of things. Where do we see it from? Says the Mafulta, the Imlo came, my time Rameir. Why do Rameir say, Lord Boy, Shloshim Lakati, and the Kavasi, Masina Ashbazos? Must be the Rameir holds that you can't add on the dungles. That you can, it's a maximum per base saw. You only can add on the containers in each dungle, but you can't add on more piles. That would be usher, because it would be usher even if it would be the time that people stopped doing it. Masina Ashbazos. When the Chum say, you disagree with Ramey, you're allowed to go even add on to the mashpelos, even add on to the containers, but Lobe Kashir is not referring to the amount of the Kashir. Is it referring to the amount of you can add on? Well, the Kavasay, Mosipin al mashpasos, I feel a bit Kashir. What they're saying, Ramey is agreeing, you can't add on to the amount of piles in each space saw, even if you have a case where you have Kashir, the full amount of containers per ashba, per pile. You still can't go ahead and add on additional ones. That you can't do. The Chum say that's the maximum amount you're allowed to have per base saw. And therefore, the Chumim and Rameya really are not arguing in that aspect of the Mishnah. Both agree. Ben according to the Kama, according to Rav Yossi, according to the Chumim, you can't add on more than amount per base saw. Only Machlokas would be, can you add on more of the containers and into each ashpa in the base saw? Is that's the question where you're allowed to do that. That's the clever. So you see Rav Yossi, who says the Tanakhama disagrees with Rameyer in this halakha, at the Chachamim would agree over here that you can't add on another piece to this to the pile. This would be the machlokes, you can't add on more if they share onto this amount.